these warnings about signs and portents and signals for the end are very useful, but they can be misused to deceive people. How many times has the end of the world been prophesied, only to have that exact date come and then go without a trace of apocalyptic grandeur? That's why Jesus tells his disciples that no one knows concerning that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. It's only according to the Father's good pleasure and timing that the day has not yet come upon us, so that more and more may be touched by the good news about Christ. That's why the end has not come upon us already, because the Father wants more to come to the eternal feast. Yet, it is as true today as it was in the days of Peter, James, and John, that we must be on guard against the deceptions of the world, the devil, and our own sinful nature, for these things would all too willingly lead us astray, for they do not love God, and they despise His word and His great works of salvation. And they want to hurt you, because God loves you. And there's no greater injury to a child of God than to shake the foundation of his faith. It's because of this Christ loves us enough to warn us against this unholy Trinity. Stay awake. Christ is faithful. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.